Special edition coverage of the coronavirus continues. Early evidence suggests closing bars, restaurants, and other businesses to keep people apart in places, including New York City, has slowed the incidence of fevers that are an early indicator of coronavirus. That's according to a new analysis of fevers and symptoms across the U.S. by the health technology company Kinsa, which did the analysis using its digital thermometers. Jane O'Donnell, health policy reporter at USA Today, has seen some of the data. Jane, what are we learning?
What this digital thermometer, well, it's a health technology company, but it's a company that has a million digital thermometers out there. Any of us could buy them for about $30 at a drugstore. They've gotten them into the communities. People are taking their temperatures and putting other symptoms that they might have into this. And so this company is able to track fevers. What's happening with fevers and other symptoms around the country? Why that is important is because, as most of us know by now, that one of the most predictable early signs of coronavirus is you have a fever. And we know that the underlying symptoms can take up to 2 weeks or even more to actually show themselves in enough that insofar as you'd actually think you need to stay home or might even be able to get tested as testing becomes more available. So these folks are ahead of the curve, they like to say. I think it's important to note this hasn't been published in a medical journal yet, but It is just occurred to me, I didn't mention in the story, that companies like Clorox, Lysol use this data. They're, I guess, would be called clients of this company because they've been using it for years to predict where they're going to need to have more supply, what parts of the country that are having higher incidences of flu.
Mm. And it seems to be, I guess, no mystery to the company, Kinsa. Right, they say shutting down schools and businesses is working.
So they cross-referenced and looked at, say, Santa Clara, California, is one example. They actually took pretty extreme steps and did basically a shelter in place. That had almost immediate results when it came to what they call flu-like illness, influenza-like illness. So it went dramatically down. You know, it makes perfect sense. I'm hardly a scientist, but as we all know, the reason you're supposed to stay home when you have a fever or the flu, even a bad cold, it's a good idea to stay home. And the point of that is to keep from transmitting those illnesses. So these are not all coronavirus fevers, but the coronavirus is among these flu-like illnesses that are popping up around the country.
Well, we're speaking with Jane O'Donnell, health policy reporter at USA Today. She's got a piece about how data is showing or are showing that social distancing appears to be working. The curious part of your story, too, is that the government doesn't seem interested in Kinsa's data.
Well, yeah, and like my more cynical reporter side, you know, would say I don't get nearly as many requests and emails from inventors, I'm sure, as the CDC. But you know, and I'm sure your life is similar, Gordon. There's probably an awful lot of people that think whatever it is they're doing is important enough to be on your show.
Right.
So I mean, I can understand that CDC might not want to partner with just anybody and maybe needs more proof. But this is pretty solid data. It is actual readings of fevers, and we're really running probably the single biggest problem with this is that we got a late start because the testing wasn't ready. We implemented social distancing late. So had we known, we collectively, the United States, the government, and people, had we known that fevers were going way up in certain areas, I know I sure would have taken, I mean, I took all of this quite seriously. I mean, although I have people in my Northern Virginia town that think that you shouldn't even walk outside. I'm more worried about all these people turning into, you know, developing the very heart conditions that make you more susceptible by not moving and eating so much crap. But, I take this serious, but I would have taken it even more seriously.
Yeah. You know,
if I knew that fevers were way up in my community, like that's when you really go, I am not going anywhere near that lady across the street.
Yeah.
To hell with 6 feet. You know, I'm staying in the house.
Thanks, Jane. Jane O'Donnell, health policy reporter at USA Today. By the way, social distancing efforts to stop the spread of coronavirus in New York, the epicenter of the American outbreak, are showing signs of working as well. Governor Andrew Cuomo said yesterday that data from Sunday showed hospitalizations were doubling every 2 days, but by Tuesday they were doubling every 4.7 days.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.